Hey, it's the boys. We back. PS and BS, episode 14. Man, shout out to all the listeners for coming back this week. Today we're going to be looking back at the last state of play of 2019 from PlayStation. But before we do all that, let me see what the guys been up to for the past week. Hey, Biggs, what's up?
Oh, man. What's good, y'all? How y'all doing? You already know what time it is.
Chilling.
Boy, OBO Biggs, the most lovable one in the group. You already know when you hear this voice, you start getting all the butterflies on tingling your stomach. You hear these other boys' voices, you're like, all right, another episode of BSBS. All right, so lately, I'm about to come out with it, all right? I'm about to come out with it. And I ain't talking about no closet, so tighten up.
The closet?
I've had an addiction as of recent. It's been an addiction. And it actually isn't video game related.
Final Fantasy?
For once. No, well, okay.
No, it said not video game related.
Yeah, not video game related. I mean, Final Fantasy.
Oh, not video game related. Oh,
it's a female. Shit. It's a female.
No.
Is that a female?
I've been glued to Phineas and Ferb, man. Disney Plus. Disney Plus. Phineas and Ferb, bro.
That's a fantastic show.
Yeah, that shit is
Biggs.
Freaking awesome.
Biggs, I don't...
Agent P.
Right now, I'm on a hate train for Disney Plus, man. But go ahead, man.
Listen. You streaming from Africa and shit. That's why you getting locked out the IPs and shit.
I log in another state, and all of a sudden...
That's what I've been doing. I really just been on Phineas and Ferb lately, man. Before I hit the sheets, go ahead and throw a couple episodes on, get my laugh in, just going about my business. But that's about it for me.
Shit. Lex.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Lex here, Statman. Yeah, I've been on my Switch playing some Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. It's got some new DLC. It came out a few months ago called Marvel Knights, which brings Morbius, Blade, Punisher, and Moon Knight. So
when did PlayStation come out with the Switch?
I have no idea.
Just asking.
He's playing a port. He's playing the Switch emulator.
Steals is AKA the police. Yeah. The police for PlayStation.
You couldn't let him slide. He didn't even say Switch. Did he say Switch?
I don't think he said.
Oh, you did say Switch. Okay.
Yeah. I've been playing on Switch.
Oh, okay. Oh, yikes. See, you would have got away with it. You didn't say Switch.
I'm just clowning. Go ahead.
The first thing I said was, I'm playing the Switch. And I'm playing Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Oh, okay. You could have got away with it if you didn't say Switch. But it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
But it's not on PS4, unfortunately. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, they're sleeping.
But that's what I've been playing.
Still
sweet.
The resident.
What's up? Y'all already know. Resident fat boy in the house. Because I'm in a house. Can't say building. Hitting the sticks every day. This week, back to my normal Destiny 2 grind. You know, the new DLC came out, Season 2, on Tuesday. So, a lot of new shit that you gotta go after. So, pretty much that's all I've been playing, is Destiny 2.
I'll be on that eventually.
I hope you say that every week.
But I am on. Technically, I am on. But I'm not.
I know you're on that other machine computer thingy.
The other machine.
Listen, I ain't going to get into the ins and outs of it because, like I said, PlayStation Podcast, but that machine is different, sir. A different kind of machine.
We got to move on.
Yeah. Hey. All right. Yeah. So.
Hey.
Oh, go ahead.
No, it's on
now,
you.
Steels is gonna spark up a war, man.
That's what it sounds like. No, listen, let me take the wheel. Let me take the wheel. Oh, he took the wheel.
I see a PC in my future, so we're good.
Hey, 2020, man. Year of vision.
You heard it first. Announced. This is an official announcement trailer. Steels announcing he's getting a PC.
Hey, so you know, I've pretty much been with Steels on the Season of Dawn. You know, new season on Destiny 2. It's a lot of updates on a lot of games this week, it seems like. We also today I was getting on GTA Casino Heist. They dropped another heist online. I just like how GTA just keeps dropping these free DLC content expansions, whatever you want to call it. you know, just they've been just supporting this game for since PlayStation 3, and we're at the end of PS4, and they still supporting this game, which is nuts to me. But yeah, that's why I've been on heavy this week. Bobby,
I heard, man, you got some. I was just listening to y'all boys. Hold on. I was just hearing y'all boys play that last mission, and man, makes me want to get back into that game again too. Shit.
I have it. Hey. I mean, we can download it. It was getting a little stressful on the setup.
I
still have it.
Hey, we need to support it up.
I may or may not have just downloaded it back. I may or may not have.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? The boys are in the building.
But I ain't shit though. Like, my character ain't shit though.
BLST.
My character ain't shit though.
Shit, I'm only like level 30 or something like that. So yeah,
I'm probably half about
it. Don't worry. Y'all can ride with me.
No, I think y'all I think I'm higher than that. I think I'm higher than that.
Don't worry, but y'all can ride with me.
All right, so let's get into this.
Word on the street, Bobby, is that you got some news, some breaking news.
What? No, I won't go that far.
I was gonna play the song. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's not worth that. It's not worth it. If this shit was legit, then I would have said, yo, play that shit. But so I was at work the other day, and we're just talking random sports. You know, one of the guys over there, Gabriel, he's a Yankee fan. I'm a Yankee fan. So we were just talking random shit. And then one of the guy, Raul, he was wearing a Star Wars shirt. So nowadays with Disney Plus and you know, everyone's talking about The Mandalorian, I was like, yo, so how you like The Mandalorian? He's like, huh? I'm like, the Mandalorian. He's like, what's that? I'm like, the show on Disney Plus, you know? And Gabriel goes, oh, yo, man, that show's awesome, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, he knows nothing about that. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, he's never even seen a Star Wars. I'm like,
what?
You're wearing a Star Wars shirt?
He lied to you.
Like an older version Star Wars shirt? I just assumed that he was a fan. He goes,
right.
I'm not a fan of nothing. You see this hat? I don't like this team. He's wearing a Boston Red Sox hat. I'm like, oh, you one of them.
Come on, man. Gabriel.
He's like, I'm not a fan of nothing.
No, that's Raul.
Yeah, Raul. So me and Gabe started talking about Mandalorian. All of a sudden, in the middle of nowhere, he goes, you know E.T.'s a Jedi, right? I'm like, what?
What?
E.T., like E.T. Fall Home? He's like, yeah, E.T., he's a Jedi.
The finger
and
that
I go,
glows.
Get the fuck out of here, yo. You crazy. And then he started talking. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. He might have a freaking point here. Okay? So
what do you do?
Just listen to this, okay? E.T. can make the bike. He made the bike fly. Okay?
Facts.
So he has some sort of powers.
Fun fact.
He can move shit with his mind. He has healing powers. All right. Mm-hmm. Then he went on to say that there was E.T. characters in The Phantom Menace.
That's also a fact.
You know, paid attention. They're in there. And I'm like, okay. And then he says, remember in E.T. in the beginning, they show Elliot, the kid, playing with some toys. Well, what are they playing with? He's playing with a Luke Skywalker and a Darth Vader. And I was like, no shit.
There's some Pixar Easter egg shit.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes, when they went trick-or-treating for Halloween, they had E.T. as a ghost, right? And as they're walking down the street, he sees a kid dressed as Yoda and just randomly starts chasing after him, saying, home. And I was just like, yo, you're making some good
strong
points
with
here,
this one.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, maybe there is. I'm like, I started pondering that shit all day. Then I did my research. I looked into it because I was that
convinced.
Was just that
yeah, just off a conversation,
not
it rocked his whole world.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah. He didn't build nothing that day. He just said, fuck it.
So this is what I found. You ready?
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg and George Lucas had an agreement because obviously the first three movies, which is actually 4, 5, and 6, came out before E.T. did.
Right.
But in E.T., he had those cameos where he was basically like showing praise to George Lucas, kind of, right. You know, he wasn't like poking fun or nothing like that. It was just more of a, you know, congratulatory nod, thing or whatever.
Respect.
Yeah. So, since he had the Star Wars figures and the Yoda costume, George Lucas promised to return the favor in his next movie, which happened to be Phantom Menace. And that's when he put the small E.T. creatures in there. So it was more of a gag type thing between the two producers. And it's nothing more than a shared Easter egg is actually what it is.
That's still pretty cool.
So I was like,
that's still cool.
I was like, that's
man.
Still pretty
Fun
cool.
Fact.
But that at least makes a good conversation starter. You can kind of mess with somebody. Be like, yo, E.T. is a Jedi. And just watch the fucking whole world. Yeah, like, what?
I wouldn't even know how I would receive it if it was true. Like, would I really want now, E.T. to be a Jedi?
I mean, I don't know. He got powers.
I feel like we already got Yoda for that. You know, like Yoda's.
Yeah, but they can be.
Have you not ride the E.T. Great Adventure at Universal? You ride that bike?
Of course, every time I go, I barely fit in that damn bike, but enough to ride it. So,
damn.
And I ride it every time.
Shit,
you go over. You put a picture in my head that I don't really want in my head right now.
Hey, my favorite part is when you fly over those police cars. Yay!
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the one that's been there since the beginning, right?
Yes. Ever. That shit's like 25 years old.
I've been on that one. Yeah,
that shit's wrong.
They've gotten rid of King Kong. They've gotten rid of King Kong.
Yeah, I've been on King Kong. Twister.
Jaws.
Earthquake. They got rid of Jaws. They got rid of Back to the Future. But Jesus. This motherfucking E.T. is still flying.
For real.
He's still out
They don't
there.
Want no smoke. Wow. They don't want no Jedi smoke.
So one more, it's part one of that more deal. Quick little fun fact that I found when I was
fun fact
for this information. Do you know what's the species of E.T.? What's the correct term for his species?
Alien.
Well, I mean, duh, he is an alien, but I mean, no, he is actually called a, I'm going to mess this up, but Greblips. Okay, Greblips. A Greblips. And you know what that is? That's Spielberg spelt backwards. Boom!
Content connoisseurs. Let's go.
Thanks.
So that's all Sweet. I have on that little story.
So
there.
E.T. mate. So E.T. is not a Jedi, but you guys would like it if he was. Cool. All right.
Cool.
I mean, I think it'd be something.
Easter egg idea.
Yeah. The Easter egg cool. idea was cool with them going back and forth. You know, kind of showing each other respect and stuff like that. Because, you know, everyone always says, yo, don't fuck with anything Star Wars. You know, you're going to sue the fuck out of you. You know, and you got to... all
I
the
like
lightning
the idea.
Rights and it's, yeah.
Sorry, so, I like the idea of the Easter egg and kind of them, you know, doing these gags and these tributes. I think that's a great idea. But as far as E.T. being a Jedi, at this point right now, I have a lot... It's no secret that I have a lot of gripes with the Star Wars universe at the moment.
Shit.
Disney. So I think E.T.
Whoa.
Disney. I think
what do you mean gripe?
Oh, I have a lot of gripes with Star Wars.
Oh man.
Oh man.
Oh yeah.
Shit. You about to get
another
Lex
podcast?
A second.
This is another podcast. Oh, before no, Steel's
man.
Go to
December
war.
December 20th.
You go ahead, Lex. But I know Steel's going to go to war, man.
When we have this conversation on another podcast, just remember what I'm saying now because it's going to be recorded. I have stock in Disney, so I just want to take what I say with a grain of salt.
Suit and tie, man.
Because the Star Wars universe
He's
right
company,
now.
Man.
Did you just sigh? Did he just sigh?
All right, so
Dude,
so for our first topic.
Yo, did he just sigh at the Star
so
Wars
this
universe?
This week, man.
Yo, okay.
All right.
Wow.
Like wow. you said, that's
no, that's probably the best place to leave it.
Weeks.
That's the best place to leave
that's
it.
Best
right
place to leave it, man.
Yeah.
Say
yeah.
no more,
just leave
man.
It right
Say
there.
No more.
We'll pick it up at another time.
Definitely.
Right. So this week, man, we got a nice gift from PlayStation, man. This week we got State of Play.
Oh yeah.
PlayStation shared us a little playlist of trailers for games to look forward to. Or maybe not look forward to
Untitled Goose Game insert here.
Right, you know, so I'm just going to go down the list of games that were announced and see if you guys really, you know, what you guys like from the list or the playlist of trailers that we got.
All right.
So we got Paper Beast, some kind of PlayStation VR game. Perception is Reality, Superliminal.
I think I know what it's called, but it's not that.
Help your boy out.
Subliminal?
Yeah, subliminal. Yeah.
Subliminal? Okay. Yeah, okay. Subliminal.
S-U-P-E-R, yeah. Super?
I don't know.
Oh. It's superliminal. All
right, we're done.
we're super subliminal.
That's what I'm saying.
Next.
It's no
subliminal.
Yeah, I'm not gonna play.
I don't know. Subliminal.
We got another. Hey, guess what?
If I can't pronounce the name of your game, I'm not playing.
Yeesh.
Hey, we got. Guess what? We got another battle royale. Spellbreak.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That should have been around for like a year or something like that. I've seen on that. That like a year ago, like a beta or something. I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't
okay.
surprise me.
Then we got Dreams. We also got a trailer for Dreams. And, of course, I know the fan favorite, Untitled Goose Game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Untitled
Lord.
Goose Game. Game of the year. New soundboard.
Adding 2020.
Man. Yes. I'm adding it to the soundboard 2020. Untitled Goose Game. Wow. Game of the year. Yeah.
Wow. We also got Predator Hunting Grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then we got a trailer for Babylon's Fall. Am I saying that wrong?
Yeah, Babylon's Fall.
No,
yeah.
Babylon Falls.
And then we also got a nice little trailer for Resident Evil 3.
Mm-hmm.
Can we clap it up for that one? God damn it.
Oh, you want the audience for that. Okay, all right. It's a big boy. All right.
Yeah. We need the audience.
And they gave us a little tease for Ghost of Tsunami. Am I saying that right?
No, you're definitely not.
Oh, fuck. You know what? Game Awards. You'll see the trailer for that one. We didn't really see shit.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Tsushima.
Something like that.
Not even close.
I know it's not Tsunami.
Goddamn.
Yeah,
no. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, yeah. New soundboard.
There it is! From all those games that we got, the little playlist of trailers that we got from State of Play, one other thing I want to say about State of Play is I feel like, you know, this is something new that they're trying and they're, you know, ironing it out. So I hope these State of Plays get better and better in time. But with this one, the last one for 2019, what stood out to you guys? We start with Biggs, man.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with the one that you didn't mention, and that just... That just goes to show how slept on these games are and how underrated these games are. Even though they are beloved worldwide, what really caught my attention at a State of Play was the Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind trailer. Oh. It's for the DLC. It's the first DLC. I don't know if it's the only expansion for Kingdom Hearts 3. And in a way, it was highly anticipated because in a way it kind of finishes the Kingdom Hearts 3 experience, because Kingdom Hearts 3 was a game that wasn't too well received, but it was like one of the most anticipated games in the past decade.
Did you take off like a week of work, Biggs?
We're not going to talk about that. So it kind of finishes the experience. It adds the highly anticipated features that we wish were in 3 to begin with. It adds features such as Final Fantasy characters. Final Fantasy characters were characters that always showed up in all the Kingdom Hearts because it is a Square Enix Disney collaboration. But in Kingdom Hearts 3, none of them were featured.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, in the Remind trailer, we saw Aerith from FF7, Yuffie from FF7, Squall from FF8. And even though it wasn't in the trailer, we did get renders revealed for Cid from FF7. So they're finally going to show up in Kingdom Hearts, which is cool. We have playable Kyrie. For people who want to play as Kyrie, Organization 13 data battles, you can go ahead and refight every member of Organization 13 on a one-on-one boss battle. And then you have explorable Skalad Kylum, which was the final world in the game. The final world in the game wasn't explorable at all. It only hosted a boss fight, and that was a big thing that pissed a lot of people off. You couldn't even explore the final space you were in. All you did was, like, fight there and dip.
Credits.
But... But the Remind DLC, the regular version starts at $29.99. It includes the additional story Remind, the limit cut episode, and 13 boss battles, which is the data battles, a secret episode and boss battle, data greeting feature, slideshow feature for the photo mode, and this is something that's really interesting, the premium menu. The premium menu is something that includes two modes or two different kind of secret menus, which is called, one of them is called Fast Pass, which allows you to tweak the game to where you buff yourself. You can make it so that you one hit enemies, you can make it so that you have infinite health, or you can change your values of your character, almost making the game incredibly easy just if you want to mess around. Do loads of damage to enemies, stuff like that. But then you also have the other mode, which is part of the premium menu, which is Black Code. And Black Code is kind of like the same thing, but it's the opposite. You get to increase the difficulty past that of critical mode by increasing enemy damage values, decreasing your health value. You can make it so that enemies damn near one-shot you. So it's almost like cranking critical to the absolute max. And these modes are accessed in-game. You don't have to go to main menu and reset and do any of that. These are in-game. You can go ahead and tweak your health values or whatever and just enjoy the game in a new kind of difficulty if you're a difficulty fiend. The Black Code mode was inspired by an earlier game by Square Enix called Bushido Blade. I don't know if any of you recognize that. Yeah, you've heard of it? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I've heard of the game.
Bushido Blade was one of the first games that allowed you to kind of tweak the game's difficulty settings like that. So that's pretty cool. That's what I'm really looking forward to in the original version. But in the $39.99 version, you pretty much get everything that was stated in the $29, except you also get video footage of the Kingdom Hearts World of Trez Orchestra concert, which contains 20 tracks, cool. or 19 tracks. 19
mixtape.
Yeah, you get a little. Yeah, and you get the video too. And they put on big orchestra presentations. Yeah,
the production value on those is massive.
And the one thing about Kingdom Hearts is the soundtrack. That's like one of the main fruits of their. What's up?
I was gonna say, can you YouTube this show, or is it worth purchasing in this bundle?
I'm not sure if it'll even be like. It might
not even be available like the way you want it on YouTube, because you know usually those events
or,
are very
or they'll have streaming restrictions, restrictions or something like that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They're not going to charge you that extra money, and then you'll find out later. Oh, I could just stream it on YouTube.
Right.
Thanks. Right.
Exactly. Besides the 39 and the 29 version, they have a free update 1.07 coming out also with the Remind DLC. It's included in both. It's a free update, so it's included in both. The free update includes a main story update, new abilities added, two new Keyblades, which are a callback to old Keyblades, but they're new in this game, the Oathkeeper and the Oblivion, which you still have to do in-game shit to unlock. It's not like you just get it when you buy the DLC. And you also get new form changes for those Keyblades. So if you use the Oathkeeper, you get to change your whole form, and you get to do new shit pretty much. That's pretty much just a nod to the fans, just giving us what we want, pretty much.
Now, I'm sorry. Is there going to be? Do you think since you've like been through these games, and I am interested in playing this game, you know? But do you think they'll have like an edition where they'll have all this stuff in one bundle? Is this like every single content, like every single? Because this is an expansion pass, correct?
Yeah, but you mean just for Kingdom Hearts 3? All Kingdom Hearts 3 expansions?
Yes, just for Kingdom Hearts. Yes.
Maybe a little while after Remind's launch, because it comes out January 23rd for PS4, and about a month later for Xbox. But I'm thinking maybe a little while after Remind comes out, they might, because they're, you know, Kingdom Hearts is the kings of doing additions. Like, they're going to make a whole new edition.
1.5.
Yeah, exactly. So they might. I absolutely wouldn't count it out. I wouldn't count it out. If by the end of their expansion run, if let's say they just end up with 3, they're more than likely going to put out a complete, you know, Kingdom Hearts 3 complete edition or something like that. I wouldn't doubt it. But
yeah,
The one thing that disappointed me, though, about this, the Kingdom Hearts 3 reveal, is that this trailer that was shown off at State of Play was actually leaked about 3 days before.
Oh wow!
The whole trailer. So it was definitely, yeah, it was
how
definitely
a bummer.
How do
people get these trailers leaked?
It was, you know what's crazy about it is the actual Kingdom Hearts YouTube channel uploaded it, because usually they upload videos that they plan to upload soon, but right. they upload it like
lock
private.
It.
Yeah, like right. lock it. This video was uploaded as unlisted. Unlisted, you can watch it, but you just need to have the exact URL link.
Right.
And then you'll be able to watch the whole thing.
It.
Somehow, somebody, I mean, you don't,
no,
bro,
these nerds,
you don't challenge
the
internet.
No, people have time. It's over.
Yeah,
it's
you
over.
Need the door. You need the door cracked open. Shit, those Reddit.
That's a wrap.
Yeah, 12 minutes.
They'll find D-Way.
12 minutes after that video was uploaded on Unlisted, it was on across 200 channels on YouTube.
I dare somebody put half their password up for Facebook and see how fast somebody hacks into their Facebook with just half the password.
Yeah, but this is the thing about this is it was pretty disappointing, and especially when we come to the state of play and it's like the trailer's no different. But what's really disappointing about it is that KH3 has probably, from my memory, the most terrible leaks leading up to the game itself, like. The whole Kingdom Hearts 3 campaign, the whole run, the whole promotional run was just full of leak after leak. The world list was leaked before the game came out. The trophy list was leaked, spoiling moments in the game. The full game was leaked about a week or two early. And there were people posting stuff on YouTube. This game had like a horrible, like a PR nightmare with wow. leaks. And it's just like, oh my god! Damn. With this trailer getting leaked, I was like, yo, this is just not it for this game, man. This
so
game is just
like...
made for the people. It's made for the right. people, and the people are gonna know about it because it's gonna get leaked.
Right. It sounds like the Carter 3. Goddamn.
Yeah. They was leaking this shit like it was a new Drake single or some shit. But yeah, that's pretty much my breakdown of Kingdom Hearts Remind. And do me a favor,
but
Travis.
Are you looking?
Some...
But
go ahead. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, are you looking forward to it? I mean, I heard you say all this, but
am
are
I
you,
looking,
you?
Am I looking for?
You,
well,
you got
my,
hopes for it.
My personal opinion is, to me, it's super hype because it's really just after looking at the trailer. For me, it really looks like Square Enix is kind of just answering the fans. It's kind of just a note to the fans. You know, the fans expressed their concerns about KH3 and the ending and the pacing. And things that were missing. And, you know, Tetsuya Nomura was like, okay, cool. Mm. So he wrote all those things down. And he said, all right, we'll do DLC. And we'll give you a trailer. And all those things you said, you're going to see it in that trailer. And that's pretty much what the trailer was. Do I think it's going to save the whole experience for me? Probably not. But depending on how this trailer handles the ending of Kingdom Hearts 3, because it's supposed to tell what happens after, because it leaves you off on a huge cliffhanger, which people didn't expect Kingdom Hearts 3 to do. They kind of expected it to be the conclusion. Depending on how Remind handles the whole conclusion and after, what happens after, and it sets up for the next game, that's when I'll give you my honest answer of did it save my experience with Kingdom Hearts 3 or not. Because, I mean, I'm hyped for it, but I'm hyped because of the story shit. I want to see what's going on after KH3. It kind of left me on like a what the fuck. So, I want to know what's going on. But, all right. That's me on KH3. Put some respect on that, man. You didn't even mention it. That's insane.
Hey, I just got my list from a website and they ain't respected, so
God. It's all right, man.
Jesus.
We do one day.
So that's early 2020, right?
Yeah, that comes out January 23rd, 2020.
Right,
on PlayStation.
Cool.
We ain't even going to mention Xbox. Shout out to Steve, right. man. Shout out to Steve.
Yeah.
So, Lex, man, anything that gravitated to you?
See, here's the thing. I want to start with the state of play as a whole, the impressions I got.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like you said at the beginning, it's I miss Sony at E3. I've always said this, and it is what it is. And I know we had a conversation, you know, offhand about it, and I kind of see your point. But leaks ruin so many things, man. And this particular game the only game I cared about was Resident Evil 3.
Yeah.
That was the one I was like, yep. But the worst part is I knew it was there. I knew it was going to be there. Now, there's two parts of me. There's a part that's like, God, I hope it's going to be there. And then there's the other part that is the reality that knows it's going to be there. There was no surprise. Okay, the success of Resident Evil 2, which is currently almost at 5 million units sold, that was a no-brainer. You know, like I said, I am thrilled that this game is being remade. Resident Evil 3 is, it's basically, to put a subtitle on it, it's Jill Valentine versus the Nemesis. Because you're being chased around by the Nemesis, which Mr. X is like the Vegas version, the Las Vegas version of Nemesis. Nemesis is like the hardcore, I'm going to kill you. You know, the other guy has a hat and a suit and, what, you know, a trench coat, and that's fine. Mr. X and Mr. X. But Nemesis, man, Nemesis has some history, you know. So I was very pleased with that announcement. And I think what Capcom is doing with the formula using the Resident Evil, the RE engine, and bringing back these games, I think is fantastic, man. It's the right time. Okay, because a lot of people were, there was a lot of talk and chatter online, you know, with those small groups that, oh, zombie games are getting boring, another zombie game, yet.
Right.
Every time they announce anything zombie-related or Resident Evil-related, the internet goes bonkers. And the numbers prove it. Numbers don't lie.
Right.
So Resident Evil's coming out next summer, April 3rd, 2020. I'm curious if there's going to be a PS5 version of this game down the line. I'm very curious to see this.
I can see them bundling 2 and 3.
Yeah, a possibility. You know, I think that's exciting to even think about. But overall, man, I'm really excited for this game. I think, like I said, Capcom is on a roll right now with these games. And I think after this, if you had to ask me what do I want after this, don't do 4, leave 4 alone. I think they should just do go move on to 8 or something. But at this rate,
yes,
man, they're killing it.
I agree with that.
Yeah, they don't need to do 4 again. I mean, 4 is good. They don't need to even go back to 1. You know, I understand a lot of these new players haven't experienced those games at launch, but they're out there. They're in good shape. Right. You know, yeah. We don't need that. Yeah. That's it.
That's the only thing. Okay.
That trailer was lit. I will have to agree.
Definitely.
There. I am excited to play that game myself.
I never played 3, but I'll definitely play the remake.
3 is good, man. It has a lot of memorable moments, a lot of characters that carried over, a few from Part 2, and definitely some new ones that eventually came to like the multiplayer type games and other stories.
I had an aha moment. Sorry, Trav. I had an aha moment in the middle of him speaking. I was talking with my brother about the Resident Evil 3 trailer, and I don't know. It's not a theory or nothing, but it's something that he said that he peeped that might be true. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's fact out there somewhere, so I'm going to ask you guys. In the trailer, the whole clock thing symbolized that all this is happening like a day after the events of Resident Evil 2? Because it kind of like, the clock kind of like went forward 24 hours. And he was like, you know, they're still in Raccoon City and stuff like that. So it's like the stuff that's happening in Resident Evil 3 is literally happening like a day after the RE2 events.
I mean, according to the... I'm not really sure on that. I mean, it could be, but it seems like a different... To me, it seems like a different vibe because the way 2 starts... 2 is like almost the beginning of the big outbreak, and by the time 3 rolls around, there's like nothing left.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
There's like nothing left. Like nothing. Right. So I don't know. It could be. Like I said, there are some characters that cross over, so it's not
far-fetched.
Yeah, it's not so far-fetched to think that it could be happening within a day or so, you know, with the virus spreading and all the people getting infected. But that's interesting. I'll look into that.
Okay, because my brother was, he's a big, he looks into theories and stuff, so he just thought of it. So I just wanted to see if it was actual fact out there, if somebody knew it.
Right, and Lex, one other thing. With the trailer, they also announced that with Resident Evil 3 that you get Resident Evil Resistance?
Yeah, Project Resistance, the biggest cover-up of 2019. Yeah.
What is that?
That's a asymmetrical... which means 4 against 1, PvE, PvP type game.
Okay, so it's like a little multiplayer.
Think of it. I mean, the most recent successful asymmetrical game like that would be Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
But in those games, you were defenseless. You know, one was just a survivor, and the other one was just Jason.
Right.
So it was completely, you know, different.
There was one that came out in the beginning of PlayStation cycle, PlayStation 4 cycle. Yeah, that was a big horrible beast.
Horrible game.
Why did they think that game was horrible?
No, not Evolve. You're talking about Evolve.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Evolve.
No, it's not. That's not what I was talking about. I thought there was another actual Resident Evil multiplayer game.
Oh, you're talking about Umbrella Corp.
Before that.
Before Umbrella Corp?
Sheesh. Yep.
Sheesh.
Yes, I forgot what it was called. I actually played it. It was bad, but like I said, I didn't mention it because I'm not really interested in
Something by Daylight?
Okay, I got you.
No, not Dead by Daylight.
That's not Resident Evil.
But that is in the same vein, though.
I thought you were talking about asymmetrical games.
Yeah.
Dead by Daylight is. Yeah, definitely.
That's what I thought we were talking about. Okay.
No. But here's the thing. I've seen gameplay, and granted, it could have been alpha or whatever, but it just didn't look good compared to what I'm playing. Compared to, I know you guys, I sent you the video of the game I'm going to get into.
Yeah.
But it just looks weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I did see like a gameplay overview video as well, and it did look like it almost looked like it wasn't done.
Yeah.
It looked like it wasn't done. Okay. It looked like all the animations were kind of off, and yeah.
It's just a throwaway.
Here you guys.
It was a cover up for RE3, to be completely honest. I mean, I know it's gonna be a game, but I don't wanna say it's nothing more than a cover up because it's a game.
Yeah, it's a mode. It's an extra mode added with the game, which is fine. I mean, some people are gonna love that. That's great. But from what I saw,
especially for multiplayer lovers.
Yeah. From what I saw, I mean, maybe we can all play, get into it when it launches and stuff, and maybe that'll make it good. But from what I've seen so far, it doesn't look good.
Gotcha. The Resident
Steals.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yes, sir.
I'm ready?
Right. He's about to flip through his book and get the notes. Go ahead, man. I want to hear them papers. There you go.
Hey.
Wait, hold on. I lost my spot.
Oh. Got the dictionary.
All right, so there was two games that stood out for me. One of them's called Babylon Falls.
Square Enix, and, baby.
Yes, Square Enix. There's actually not a lot of info on this. It seems like they're taking their time with it. It kind of seems like they might be lagging a little bit towards the PS4/5 reveal. That's what some of the people are talking about.
Yeah.
But it is an action-packed gameplay that appears to be highly combat focused.
Yeah, it looked like it from the snippet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's Square Enix and Platinum Gaming.
That's Lexus boys right there. Platinum.
Yeah, Bayonetta. Yeah. Shout out to Bayonetta, Astral Chain.
They said that there will be more info on the game by next summer. So they're basically just giving you little snippets here or there. It'd be like, it's coming. Yeah.
That's classic Square Enix, bro.
Well, from what I can see from the trailer, basically there was a bunch of knights. You were fighting a bunch of knights, and some of them were very large, and they were using spectral swords. There wasn't a whole lot in there. You just kind of saw this dude just absolutely slashing. It's like a hack and slash type game. He's just going to town. Different combos, some crazy combos with the swords and shit. And that's what kind of caught my attention.
Yeah, and the little particle effects and shit from the sword slashes. It reminded me of the FF7 remake. Yeah. So that was a good note for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So as we said, it's being developed by Square Enix, and they are partnering up with, you know, renowned action specialist Platinum Games, who, as Lex said, Bayonetta and Nier Automata.
Nier's a good game.
Games that they had put out.
Well, yeah, one of the best.
To me, it looks like a cross between God of War and Devil May Cry.
I just was gonna say is what Devil May Cry. That's
what it seems like.
Yeah,
the fighting style with the sword and shit like that, and there seems to be some sort of power, but I don't know if it's like magical type shit. But you know, as we said, they haven't put out another stuff. But funny thing is that this wasn't its first reveal.
Really?
It was actually revealed during Square Enix 2018 E3 presentation.
You know what? It might have been just a CGI or something back then. I think this is the first time they did gameplay.
2018.
Yeah. Square Enix is absolutely goated for things like putting out a reveal trailer for an announcement trailer. They'll put out a reveal trailer revealing an announcement trailer coming next year.
That's like what movie trailers are doing now, where they put a trailer before the trailer.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing with this game. It looks like they're, and that's what some of the people are saying, is that it seems like they're gearing up for a PS4 into 5 type deal.
And I'm with it.
Okay.
It is going to be for the PS4 and PC only. Fuck you, Xbox.
Nice. The way you said that was amazing. Nice.
Oh my god.
So, although there's not a whole lot of info on it, the gameplay has me intrigued.
Alright.
Full-fledged. I am so looking forward to playing that game.
Alright.
Cool. The second game that intrigued me was Predator's Hunting Grounds. I am a huge fan of Predator. In the world of Predator and Alien, you know, same as like Freddy versus Jason, you know, you have fans of Freddy, you have fans of Jason. There's fans of the aliens, there's fans of the Predator. Now, I love both equally. The movies, I love all the Alien movies, I've seen them all. Same with the Predators. I'm more of a Predator fan than a Alien fan. So much to where I want to get the tattoo of, if you did see Alien versus Predator, with him standing on top of the alien on the bed pyramid of skulls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, the pyramid. But I want him on the... I know in the movie the alien kind of wins that fight, but I want to reverse it because I like it how they have like the bed of skulls.
Right.
And just have the Predator on top of the alien, like with his... His spear holding the skull of the alien. I've always wanted to get that tattoo, and I still plan on getting that.
Sorry to interrupt, but speaking of Predator, did you like that last one, Predators?
Yeah. Did you like that one with the Predator actually dogs?
That is the only one I haven't seen yet.
I have it. I'll bring it.
The last one that came out.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet. I heard it was pretty good though. I didn't hear too many bad things about it.
I enjoyed it.
The one that was just Predator, where it was like they were falling from the sky. They were just like putting random people into like this killing Adrian zone Brody type thing.
Adrian Brody.
Yeah. That one, and they had Danny Trejo in it.
What's his kid's name? Topher Grace.
Oh was, my God!
Yeah. Yeah, Topher. He was the psycho.
I think it was more. Kid from that psychopath. 70s show.
Yeah, Venom.
Yeah. Yeah, see, it's like he can't play. All right, I'm not going to get into it. Never mind.
Yeah, don't get still started on a rant.
All right, so here we go. Predator Hunting Grounds. It is being developed by Illphonic, which it's funny how y'all were talking about Friday the 13th.
Yep.
They're known for developing Friday the 13th and Dead Alliance. Wow. It's planning to come out. Well, yeah, the drop is April 24th, 2020.
Yay, right after my birthday.
PC. Fuck you, Xbox.
Look, since you're saying that, they have a poll on Twitter right now. Phil Spencer said the next Xbox name will be its purpose. I'm dying.
I saw that tweet too. I'm thinking Xbox game.
No, there's a but. Go look it up. But my Xbox right now, I'm Play? Thinking it's just be called Xbox PC.
Oh, it's gonna be called Xbox Play.
Xbox, Xbox PC. PC. Yeah, bro. Yes, if you Xbox got a PC, PC, you got an Xbox, man. Whatever.
Yeah, you know what don't I'm need saying? It. I don't need it.
All right, on to better things. what it is, it's a competitive, asymmetrical multiplayer experience.
Hey.
So it's going to be a lot like Friday the 13th.
That's the new Battle Royale, asymmetrical.
I'm ready for that.
Asymmetrical multiplayer experience. It's kind of like Evolve. You're one team of four players. One team of four players control a squad of soldiers that are armed to the teeth with lots of guns. Meanwhile, the other player controls the Predator.
That's gonna be
as the Predator. As the Predator, you get to choose the class and their armor. Yes, there's classes. There's different classes, different armor setups, different loadouts.
Yep.
The Hunter is a balanced loadout. So just your run of the muck, you know, yeah. Predator 1, Arnold Schwarzenegger type shit. there's the Berserker, who has extra power and health. And the Scout has increased speed and stamina. They're definitely going to have all the iconic weapons that we all grew to love from the movies. Such as the wrist blades, which when the first time I saw the wrist blades in Alien vs. Predator flip in the other direction, I was like, oh, that shit was cold. I was like, yeah. Damn. the always iconic, the shoulder cannon from Predator 1. You know, when you see that, the triple red dot, you know, in the form of a triangle, you know, get put on something, you knew your ass was gone. Yeah. They have the spear that grows, you know, contracts, and you can throw it. And they have the disc, the disc that they throw in Predator 2, that cuts through a lot of shit.
Like a fucking destructo disc, like Krillin. Is it like Krillin?
Kinda. Just
watch a
I mean,
clip
it
of
does,
Predator 2
does,
with Danny Glover.
Yeah, you'll it see, does. You'll it, see. It does a similar thing. I mean, you could just watch the trailer for Predator Hunting Ground. When you throw it, you actually get to control the disc for a little while, and it cuts through a lot of stuff. I think in the Predator 2, the Predator threw it and it cut through like five full cows, because they fought him in a like a meat packing plant, where they cut up the cows
butchers.
And shit.
Yeah.
So they had a bunch of cows just hanging from the ceiling, you know, doing their thing. And he threw this thing across the whole room, and it literally cut through like 6 to 8 cows. And then it went clean through, what's his name?
Gary Busey.
Yes, it just cut through Gary Busey. But the way the camera angle was, you only saw his legs, and then you just watch his body drop.
Wow.
It was freaking great. It was great. It was amazing.
Wow.
One of the huge secrets, which I don't know, I don't want to say I'm biased by this, but I don't know how this is going to work out, you know, nowadays with the whole 2019, you know, gender equality, you know, females can do it too. Woohoo.
We go.
Their big secret was that they're going to have a female Predator. I don't remember ever seeing a female Predator. Maybe in one of the new ones there was, but
Listen to me, all right?
It is what it is.
Listen to me. That disc blade is cool and all, but it's going to be even cooler when a woman throws it.
Content. Boom.
Well, here's the thing.
Conduits.
Here's the thing. She has her own weapon that's supposed to be OP. She comes with a bow. Taser.
Oh, does the spear grow
she
on
comes,
her?
No. She comes with a bow.
This man talking. What is
she's
I'm
able
talking
to use,
about?
I don't know, man. She's able to use all the Predator's loadouts, and anything that the Predator can use, she can use. But I think she could only use the bow, and it has explosive arrows, and it could also pin enemies to walls.
I can hear that trailer right now. She can use all the weapons the Predator does, but better.
All I thought about
Tomb Raider.
All I thought about was you see somebody running and you already in a run-in with somebody. You just like, yo, hang on a second. You just clip his hand to the wall. Hang on there a second and go run after his own boy. Oh, that'd be awesome. If it's really fluid like that, that'd be awesome. I would love to do that.
Yeah. Regardless what they do.
But you know what's the best thing?
This game's going to be good.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying regardless what they do. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The best thing that I saw from this game, which brings it back to what the Predator's sole purpose in life is, in my opinion, just like in the movies, the Predator must have his trophies. Mm. And if you don't know what that means, then you're not, you haven't watched Predator fan. You're not a Predator fan if you don't know what Predator's trophies are.
I'm sorry.
They like to rip out the skull and spine of their kill. That goes to show, like that's their trophy. That's their rite of passage when they go back to the other Predators. Like, look at this. Yeah. So in the game, when you kill someone, you can run up to them. I'm pretty sure it's going to be hold square. And you literally jam your hand into their chest or their back, and you completely go sub-zero on them, and you just rip out the skull and spine.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. If Call of Duty did that, I might consider coming back.
Why would anyone in Call of Duty do that?
Because they have jetpacks. They've done everything. They've gone to space. They've gone to World War One, World War Two. They run against walls. Why not rip off somebody's spine? That's fantastic.
Yeah. I suppose so. Yeah. I can't wait to do that for the first
instead
time.
Instead of dog tags, really? Dog tags or spines? Come on.
They should do a fatality kill streak.
So,
shit.
Yeah. Oh, it's not yeah. Like that
Predator
would be
wasn't
sick.
In Mortal Kombat.
You're right. So, closing, last little snippet of what I have here. It looks like when you're controlling the Predator, you're in third person. But when you're the group of people trying to kill him, you're in first person.
Okay, fun fact. Cool.
That's what I got from the thing.
Question.
Sweet.
So I'm excited for this game too because I'm a huge Predator fan.
Same here. I like these.
I hope
games.
It's at least playable and it's not just dumb and boring and another fail
or filled with bugs or anything like that.
I honestly thought it was gonna be something like the Terminator game when I first saw it, but I'm like, no, they couldn't have put a Terminator like the Terminator game that just came out. It couldn't be on State of Play.
Resistance.
So that's why I feel like this has to be up there. Like, not, it doesn't have to be AAA, but 2A's. You know, it has to. If Sony put it in their little playlist, that means they got some stake in this.
I mean, you can go invisible, and it's funny because the guy's like, "What is this?" And like trying to shoot, but you can't see because he's invisible. You got the Predator
so
view
when
he looks in his infrared shit, and he's up in the trees and stuff like that. Yo, I can't wait, bro. I'm gonna get that game. And I hope
if Ilphonic is their track history of giving the fans what they want is excellent.
Yes.
And if this game actually has a good budget, then it's in good hands.
Right. So, anything from Lex?
I'm gonna give it a shot.
Oh no. Lex already won. It's me. It's time for the Almighty.
It's on you, bro.
Trav
don't be knowing what's going on, bro. Trying to tell you.
My voice, but
Trav's
wow.
doing
nah.
his laundry the whole time y'all was talking, man.
He's high.
Oh my
he's
god. Whoa.
He forgot to take his meds.
I don't take meds. Here we go, man. The one game that stood out to me, even though Resident Evil was cool and you know, Spellbreak looked cool and all and Kingdom Hearts, the one game that stuck out to me
don't mention
was Dreams.
I'm sorry, but don't mention Kingdom Hearts now, all right? Just go about your list without mentioning Kingdom Hearts, all right?
All right. I'm sorry.
My bad. Yeah.
Player fuck up. Dreams, man. Dreams is coming out February 14th from Media Molecule. You know, the people who made Little Big Planet, you know. So this game is pretty much like a video game engine. You know, pretty much you're going to be able to create, like, from 2D games to first-person shooter games to arcade racers. Pretty much, they're just giving everybody tools to, you know, create their own game or remake an old game or whatever they, you know, set their hearts to. You know, this game's going to have a couple modes. They're going to have a mode called Dream Surfing, which is pretty much you go and go through Dreamers. Those are the creators' content, and go ahead and play their games and try them out, you know. But then you can go to Dream Shaping, and that's you as a creator create game levels. And, you know, this game is looks like it's going to be really nuts because it seems like it's been in beta or alpha for at least, I want to say, 2 years. So it looks like when by the time this game comes out, there's going to be a lot of content, you know.
Trav,
there's been, yo.
Sorry to interrupt you, but when this game comes out, I think Biggs will be 50.
Wow.
Because this game has been in development since 2012, since 2012, guys.
Oh, so that even makes it better.
No, bro, they announced it in 2013, Trav. Holy, they announced this game. This is giving Final Fantasy a run for its
money. Yeah,
low key, very low key.
But listen. This is why I have high hopes for this, because this is not the first kind of this game. We had games like Project Spark that came out on Xbox.
Wow.
But snore. But it didn't have a community. It didn't have the content. It didn't have, you know, when the game dropped, it literally had like 4 or 5 games pre-made in it, and they just said, hey, people create. And the learning curve was just so hard for people that, you know, it failed, man. It fucking failed.
Yeah.
So that's why I have high hopes for this. That's why I feel like
that's PlayStation. That's the new Xbox name. Xbox fail.
Xbox fail.
Wow.
God.
Jesus.
I'm good with that. I'll allow it.
You know, the only concerns I have for this game really is the learning curve. Like, how long will it take me to make a racer? How long will it take me to make a first person shooter that I can have my friends try out and play? You know, if they can shortcut the learning curve, I think this game will really be like Minecraft. Like, it could be up there with Minecraft. Like, just go on YouTube when you get a chance and check out little beta videos of what people's made. People's remade the first mission from Cyberpunk in this game already. People have remade PT in this game already. Like, to the T. Like, not even like, oh, that kind of looks half-assed. No, I'm talking about you think you're looking at PT.
Right.
Like, that's how detailed you can get with this game. And you can go all the way back to 2D where you can make a Mario clone. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like this game, if they got a lot of good creators, like, I feel like this new wave of gamers like to create. When you look at Fortnite, when you look at Minecraft, you know, people like to be creative and create. So games like this is just, I feel like it's going to open up the doors for a lot of creative people, especially on a big platform like PlayStation. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to this.
I was on Little Big Planet super heavy, like more heavy than people my age should have been on it, but I was.
Right.
I fucks with Little Big Planet 3.
I fucked with 1, 2, 3, had all the costumes. You know what I'm saying? I was going crazy.
I was playing Knack.
Knack was great too.
Knack was good.
Knack as well.
Here's the thing about dreams and games like that. I appreciate the. There's people out there that will appreciate that. However, I don't have the patience for those type of games. I don't have the time or the patience.
Yeah, the learning curve, man.
Yeah, it's just too much. Like, just tell me what to play. Just make the game, and I'll play it. And that's great, though, that that this game is coming out. I'm sure there's going to be some. I've seen some demos of people playing Tomb Raider levels and stuff online already. So yeah, the potential is awesome, and shout out to those people that are gonna make these incredible games within a game,
right? That already have it, that are already creating.
Yeah. I just for me, it's a huge skip.
Damn. But
no, it is. I can't because if I buy something like this, I feel like I'll be forced to make something, not just play it.
But you don't. Oh, that one other thing that I also didn't get to mention. Unlike in Spark, in this one, you can actually, if you see a game that somebody already half made or completely made, let's say it's a Mario clone or it's a Tomb Raider clone, you can actually edit. you could take it and remix their dreams. So you can literally, oh, I don't really like how this level has too many trees or this layout of this racetrack. You can literally break it down and change it to the way you like it. So I think that would be the shortcut for people that don't want to deal with making all these objects. They just go ahead and just edit somebody else's work.
That's cool.
Okay. See, I might be down a little bit more for that. Give me a little bit of a platform, and then I can just customize it the way I want it.
Correct. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna be making some Doom levels. Let's go.
Oh my god! All right, Trav. Cool.
Still. So what you're saying is, you're gonna create your own game that you're not gonna finish.
Right. There you go. Do I have a sound for that? I need a sound for that. Like a something. You need the applause. I don't know what it is.
That was beautiful.
Applause. Okay, yeah, we'll do applause.
It all depends.
No, Trav. Stop. This is your moment.
Fun fact.
But I want you guys to
throw the whole soundboard
out,
at him. Right. Just throw the whole soundboard.
Like, go and look at those. Look at that trailer again, man. Look at all the details of each game they showed. They didn't look like half-assed games. They looked like games that could have been on the shelf.
Definitely. I respect it. No, I respect it. You don't got to win me over. I respect it.
I won't play it. I respect it.
I'll give it a hard look. How about that?
All right, man.
If you and Trav are the only ones on there, I'll do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's fine.
Hey, maybe we can create our own game
that Trav can beat.
PS and BS game.
A game that Travis can beat.
Yeah, just the
to start
the
here option, and walk there.
Yeah, no, yeah. Push start. Yeah.
He'll trip push on start. Something. He'll push trip start. On something.
Push start. Yep. Push start.
All right.
Push start.
Oh, the end.
Man.
The
so
end.
That was, time. Is so it
that
time?
Was, that was State of Play, man. 2019, man. I look forward to more State of Plays, I guess. You know, hopefully they go back to E3 2020. But hopefully we get, you know, some bigger State of Plays in between E3s and the big boys.
Yeah.
So
stop leaking shit, y'all. Stop leaking shit.
Yeah, man. I gotta say, y'all.
Drains
no
it.
Leakage.
No right, leakage. Man. Steals. I gotta ask you something, man.
That's probably the grind, man.
Can I talk what to you,
got?
Steals?
What do you got? Go ahead.
Is it time?
Oh, it's time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hit him. Oh, it's time.
There you go. It's time.
It's time.
It's time. It's time for Shave My Sprockets.
With the resident Steels.
Yes, resident fat boy in the house. This is going to be a quick one, I hope. do you know what really shaves my sprockets?
What is that, Steals?
I don't know why. This is weird. So let me give you a little context. I like women, right? I like all parts from the women. I like feet.
Oh.
I'm a feet guy. Okay. Let's just leave it at that. Let's just leave it at that.
This is going to a different direction.
Just leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll leave it at feet.
However, one of my biggest pet peeves is when you're driving down the road and you see some bitch with her feet on the fucking dashboard.
Whoa. Why does she have to be that?
But it's true.
No. Why? But every time I see that, I'm like, get your grimy. And it's not even my car. It's not even my car.
You just respect cars too much.
Wow. It's like, don't put your feet up on the damn dashboard, hanging half out the damn window and shit. Like,
if this was another podcast, I would put in a comment for this, but I'm not. I'm just gonna sit back and let you guys drive on this.
Yeah. Because Trav be in the window sucking them, but we're gonna talk about that.
No, Trav don't like feet. Unlike Bobby, Trav is not a feet guy. Right, but Trav is an ass guy.
Okay, all right. All right, Steels. Yeah. Go ahead, Steels.
That's it. That's just a quick one.
That's it?
Keep your feet at the dashboard.
So who doesn't mind the feet on the dashboard?
Hey, we ain't talking about this, man. We're not talking about this because you're just going to segue into your ass dreams or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man. We're not going to segue.
Hey.
Wait, hold on.
Lex.
Man.
We'll be right back.
the game releases live. Oh shit, that was healthy in the front again.
All right, yeah, relax. She's a repeating fan, yo. Right.
Hell yeah. So, we got a couple games. You know, there was a lot of games there, but I picked some nice ones. All right. December 13th on PS4, we have Dead End Job.
All right. PSBS episode 14. We're talking
about video games, not you know.
Not fucking Trav Life Simulator.
Whoa. Hey, I didn't need no Dead End. Hey.
Dead End Job.
McDonald's.
Hey, we need those people. Come on now.
Yeah, we do. No, all respect. All respect.
Yeah, right. Who else could hit start on a microwave for that Big Mac?
There you go.
All right, respect them, man.
Dead End Job sends you into a madcap, wacky world to bust up ghosts.
Okay.
It's procedurally generated couch co-op twin stick shooter that straps a vacuum pack to your back and puts a plasma blaster in your hand. For you,
somebody's getting
it's
sued.
Just another day in the office.
Somebody's getting sued.
Yeah, for sure.
Somebody's getting sued. This is Ghostbusters. What are y'all talking about?
Buster's ghost.
What was that?
Why did Trav do that? Why did Trav do that? What was that?
I'm lost for words,
yo,
man.
Trav said, they're gonna get sued.
Oh my god.
What was that? Yo.
Did y'all hear what Lex just said?
I heard what he said, but we also heard you.
Yes. We also heard you.
Alright, Luigi's Mansion. Go ahead, all continue.
Right. Yo, the whole time that's what I was thinking, Luigi's Mansion.
Wow. Also, on December 13th, we have Once Upon a Coma.
What?
Upon
where
waking,
is these games coming?
Where do you find these games?
Oh, PlayStation.
No, I want to hear this one. I want to hear this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Upon waking from a coma, Pete's girlfriend is nowhere to be found. Excuse me. Investigate the screams coming from the heart of the Black Fork Asylum, the increasingly violent behavior of the grown-ups, and the strange truth about Pete's past in his hauntingly dreamlike fable. Discover what's lurking beyond the doorbell in this strange tale that started almost a decade ago. It's a platformer.
Listen, I could beat that game.
It's a platformer.
I beat that game before I even purchased it, man. This man was in a coma. Oh, where his girlfriend? She fucking his best friend, man. Game over, man. You know
right.
What I'm
first, that's the damn. First season of Walking Dead. First season of Walking Dead. The first season of Walking Dead.
I beat the game, man. I beat the game. Where's the girl? Yeah, he fucking. She fucking his man, bro. That's about
right.
It. There you go.
They thought you was dead, wow. So they went out.
Yeah.
All right, I got two more.
R.I.P. Shane.
Yeah, definitely. On December 17th, we have Watam. Wadam, or Watam. The idea Watam? For this game came from Keita while playing with his two-year-old son and wondered about, what if all toys lived and connected by themselves? It would be such a fun world to explore and play with. The word Watam itself is actually composed from the Tamil and Japanese words for making a circle, or making a loop. The initial prototype for this game was made by Keita and his friend Vikram, who are from these two cultures respectively. It's a 3D third-person linear adventure game.
So, Toy Story.
Yeah,
everybody
very...
that's coming out on Friday the 13th getting sued off top.
There you go. And
last one.
Last but not least, the one everyone's been waiting for.
Oh, shit.
Untitled Lord. Goose Game.
Oh, that's coming out?
Oh, shit.
December 17th.
What? Steals, we're playing that. Steals, we're playing that.
But wait, for those of you that have Game Pass, it's free.
Game
For those of you that have Game Pass.
How can you release an untitled game?
I was about to flip PlayStation, man.
I know. It's coming on PS4.
Cool. Wow. All right,
cool.
It's a lovely day in the village, and you are a horrible goose. That's the first line of the title.
Yeah, he's taking newspapers and shit. He was taking newspapers and shit from the people.
He was squawking at people, stealing keys and shit.
Yeah. Untitled Goose Game is a slapstick stealth sandbox. Wow, say that.
Stealth.
Fast. Yeah.
Slapstick stealth.
Where you are a goose let loose on an unsuspecting village. Make your way around town, from people's back gardens to the high street shops, to the village green, setting up pranks, stealing hats, honking a lot, and generally ruining everyone's day.
Nice.
Nice. Untitled Goose.
You know
December
what?
17th.
Let's play that let's shit. Play Fuck it. It. Let's play get it. This shit. Let's play it. And then we're going to review that shit.
All right.
We're going to be the Squawking Goose.
Untitled.
Untitled Goose Game. Goose man. Game. I'm with it. Goose Game Game of the Year. Wow. I'm putting it on the soundboard.
Holy there you go. Shit.
And
those man.
Are all like the notable. There's a lot. There's also the DLC coming out for
Goose
Borderlands,
Game.
Borderlands 3. No. The Casino oh, yeah, DLC. Yeah, yep. That's coming out.
Okay.
That's it.
And Red Dead.
Oh, but
Moonshiners.
That's, yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's been out, hasn't it?
No, that comes out tomorrow.
Oh, comes Moonshine. Out tomorrow? Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm stuck on the bounty hunter.
See you next week. Stay frosty.
Elite.
Geek Elite. Signing off.
Before we
and
go,
we're back.
Hear the news
before
first.
We go, Biggs.
Yep.
Please, please, if anything.
Oh.
Please get. Whatever the hell Trav did, please get that on the soundboard.
What are you talking about the whatever loss for words moment he had?
Yeah.
I don't
yeah,
even, I think he
yeah.
was transforming into something. I have.
Yeah.
Yo. I want to know where is these games coming from.
He said,
but hey, before we get out of here, man. Hey, we got to say happy birthday to OVO Biggs, man.
What?
Happy
what?
Birthday.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Happy
birthday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Happy
wow.
birthday.
Yeah,
I didn't
man.
Expect
shout
that.
Shout out to our guys, man.
You got a cake?
Yeah.
Wait
yeah,
on it,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
You got a cake. Do you have a cake? Do you have a cake, Trav?
Wait on that, man.
I'll bring you a wait cupcake. I'll bring you a cupcake in the morning.
Like Drake said, man. Just wait on it.
I'm going to buy you a honey bun.
This man Steels is going to bring me a cupcake at 5 in the morning.
I'll send you Drake's well, album
mean,
link
what?
When it drops 2020.
oh all right, God. Fine. You don't want it?
No. I'll take it. Whoa. Relax, big guy. Relax. Okay, we're good. I'll take
so
the cupcake.
Don't be mad at me if I forget, though, man. Waking up at 3:45 in the morning is hard.
Jeez.
I'm gonna put a cupcake in the group chat as soon as I wake up. You'll already be at work. Never mind. You'll already be at work.
Already be
work.
At work.
God damn.
I'll all be at right, the gym.
Man. Is that it?
All right. I think that's it.
Actually,
another one in the
I
bank.
Think we, I think we
oh,
good.
Oh, wait.
I mean, I could
oh,
just go
okay.
ahead and roll the.
Yeah.
Just roll the outro. Let it roll out.
Roll
we
the credits.
Roll out.
We rolling, man.
We
hey,
roll
that was
out.
PS and BS, episode 14 with the boys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep. We out.